Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work from your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines to hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we are talking about mom guilt. Here is why it is so hard for you to release your own housework expectations and start a new routine for your family. And are you wondering when this six figures business dream is ever going to come true for you because you're snowed under by today's to-dos? Guess what? The biggest reason I see mompreneurs struggling to run the house and their business is because they are not leveraging the power of scheduling, which is why I would love to invite you to book a free schedule your way to six figures audit with me. During this session, I'm going to audit your daily work-home schedule for you to get you on the road to six figures, ready to smash those 10K months. By scheduling in the marketing time, content time, and serving the actual clients time you need to turn this business into your work from home money making machine. So, are you ready to find a way to fit everything in? Just book your free schedule audit with me so you can run the family and the business God's called you to and still get sleep. I've got limited spots available each week, so jump on my calendar now and I can't wait to serve you on our call. So, I'm sure this scenario is familiar to you. You go to the fridge to start supper, but then you realize you somehow forgot to thaw the meat for tonight's meal, which means you're out of luck on that recipe and you have to come up with an entire entree on the fly. After you've dealt with what to cook, checking for ingredients, and actually got going, how is your self-talk looking? Are you apologizing to your family left and right for serving a different meal than you'd put on the menu chalkboard? Are you beating yourself up for not remembering your own salt reminder? Or are you congratulating yourself for figuring out a new quick dinner plan that you successfully executed on? I am betting most of the time you gave yourself response to one or two, when where you need to be is number three. Yay, you changed, you adapted, you flexed with life. I am more interested in you getting really good at rolling with the punches than I am in you sticking rigidly to an ideal, perfect world predetermined schedule. Because what's going to help you live into that lighter mindset more? I think we need to pick the everything is figure outable quote, thank you, Marie Forleo, and go for a heavy dose of ability to change. That is what's going to do the trick here, which, are you ready for this? All comes down to mindset. Yes, being able to forgive yourself when you need to change meal plans on the fly is a symptom of how much mom guilt you're feeling. So when I'm helping you release all the mom guilt, all the role guilt you're juggling by having a business as well as kids, what I'm really doing is rewiring your work-at-home mom mindset. Because you know what? The hardest thing to do is to release your own expectations. Whether it's the involved stir-fry with 10 ingredients and the oh-so-tasty sauce you were planning on making tonight, but then ditched for a fast freezer meal, or the idea that you should dress up by adding the necklace, shoes, or accessories when you actually feel fine the way you are, or the park plans you had for the day and told all the kids about when you only feel like curling up with a movie and hot chocolate for the afternoon. It's your own expectations that are getting in the way, not the replanning that you'd need to do, not even the thing itself. So you know what? If you want to stop living in mom guilt zone, but staying in that I'm such a terrible mom and business owner headspace, you have got to release that pressure valve on yourself. Burn the meat? Oh, well, that happens to all cooks sometimes. Here, do you like something else for supper? Instead of scolding yourself for ruining all that food. Didn't make it through your to-do list? Sorry, honey, things got really full today. I'll put it on as my first thing tomorrow. Not, I never follow through with other people. Do you see the difference here? One is a guilt-laden existence full of bad emotions and stressful centers. The other radiates growth, peace, light, because you are giving yourself grace. And that is the missing ingredient in so many mom lives. Grace. Grace for spilled Cheerios. Grace for sticky counters. Grace for PJs and old buns. Grace for leftovers for supper. It's called grace for not measuring up to that impossible standard of perfection that you are holding over yourself. Because God doesn't hold that over you either, not if you follow the surrendered to Him, that is. So wouldn't it be easier to just ditch your mental perfection to begin with? Not go through the expectations and failures and forgiveness cycle all over again 20 times a day? What if we just opened our day with a plan that we already surrendered to God for how we're going to run the business and parent the kids, then made our way through that plan with whatever adaptations we needed, and then rejoiced at the end in a day well done? What kind of mental relief would that lead for you today? And are you wondering when this six figures business dream is ever going to come true for you? Because you don't even have the time to get through today's to-dos? The biggest reason I see business moms struggling to run the house and the business is because they are not leveraging the power of scheduling, which is why I would love to invite you to a free schedule your way to six figures audit with me. And during the session, I am going to audit your daily work at home schedule for you to get you on the road to six figures, ready to smash those 10K months. We can schedule in the marketing time, the content creation time, plus the serving the actual clients time you need to turn this business into your work from home money making machine. Ready to find a way to fit everything in? Book your free schedule audit with me so you can run the family and the business God's called you to and still get plenty of sleep. I have limited spots available each week, Tuesday through Thursday, so jump on my calendar now, and I cannot wait to see you on our call. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.